and answer what I am for. But you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to our weekly prosaic family reunion. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. Sitting to my left, we've got my usual partner in crime, Mr. Michael Amade.
Hello.
Hello, my
greetings. Friend. I've had a lot of coffee.
I know, we've all had a lot of coffee.
I'm power fueled by coffee today.
Well, we got to have it to keep us warm because it's snowy. You
know? It is a frigid, frigid evening.
It's going to be a frigid weekend.
Is that really what's going to happen?
Yes.
It's going to be a frigid weekend?
Except for on Sunday when the Broncos win, and then we're all going to be just glowing warm.
You think that's what's going to happen?
I'm hoping.
Really?
Not really.
You think the Broncos will win and then a heat wave will miraculously hit Denver and we'll be warm again?
Well, no. All the Broncos fans will be blowing hot air, is what I'm saying.
They're already doing that.
All right. Speaking of hot air, we have the Phantom haunting the studio with us.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I tried
Thank
to find
you.
A good segue. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all good because I was going to say the Broncos aren't winning. So, sorry,
and tomorrow,
guys.
Tomorrow's
the big day.
You lose your hair.
Yep, shaving my head. Tomorrow's the big day. We've so far raised $740 towards my goal of $1,500 that I know of.
And it's
I know
not
a couple of people
to...
who've donated who haven't emailed me, so I don't have their totals yet. And it's not too late. And even if I shave my head and you can't donate until afterwards, donate. Donate afterwards.
Exactly. And we will still include you with the single that Mike and I are going to record.
Absolutely.
If you donate late, that's fine too.
A single, or as we like to call it in the business, a onesie.
There you go. So, someone that has all his hair and won't be losing it tomorrow, please welcome operating all things technical. He is the nine-thumbed half-squatch.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Chinese New Year, yes.
Ah. Yes, it is the year of the frigid horse.
Long live the horses.
I was about to say, is that a Broncos sign?
No, that's my birth.
Ooh, maybe is a sign that the Broncos are going to win. It's the year of the horse. No.
The universe doesn't care if the Broncos win the Super Bowl. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay. So we got to pay our bills. Want to let you know about our sponsors for this hour. Body Armor Super Drinks. Twice the electrolytes as a leading sports drink. As much potassium as a banana. Vitamins A, C, and E, a new way to drink super. Check them out, drinkbodyarmor.com. And, of course, at Niwot, much love for my mom's pies, 201 Murray Street, Niwot, Colorado, 652-6667 if you want to call in and order a pie, or if you want to do it online, check out mmpies.com. Now, I want to be sure,
yes.
mmpies.com, not
yes.
my mom's pies. That's going to bring up something really bad.
It's true. Now, I will say... My mom's pies, phenomenal, phenomenal place. It really is. It's something that is quite dangerous when you're trying to maintain a diet or something like that.
Well, and they do gluten-free.
What?
They do gluten-free pies.
But gluten is where they hide all the flavor in food.
Well, that's what they say. No.
It's really good.
But go to mmpies.com. It's some amazing stuff there.
Exactly. And we joke around about their website, but much love to them for sponsoring us. Thank you guys very much.
Absolutely.
All right. So what we do here is we do poetry, 1 to 3 minutes long. Tonight we are going to be doing one poem only per caller. We want to get as many callers through as we can. And we're going to go right to the phone lines. Our usual kickoff. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. Actually, I'm feeling kind of rambunctious. I drank so much coffee and 5-hour energy beverage that I feel electric right now.
Oh, too much coffee. Well, at least you'll be awake for maybe a couple days even.
I was going to say, I might have to do some writing tonight. I'll be awake for weeks.
Well, I've got a bit of whimsy for you tonight.
All right.
And there's a little dab of wisdom at the end.
All right.
Okay, it's called Whirly Bird. Whirly Bird, Whirly Bird, where are you going? Nowhere, says he, just round and around. But have you no plans, no destination, no sense of direction, no purpose at all? No, I'm going round and round because that's what whirlybirds do. Who said it, old bird? Who told you that lie? Or did you learn it somewhere? Was it a command from on high? On high, did anyone tell you that maybe you could change direction? What, me, old whirlybird, change direction? Why, I wouldn't know where to begin. Begin with a thought, one little thought, or maybe a question. A question would do it. Like, where am I going? Do I want to go somewhere? Or what if I stop and say to myself, whirlybirds really can take a rest. They can sit for a while and just whirl not. What, me, whirl not? Now, how could you dare think it? But now that you thunk it, I won't debunk it. I'll give it a try, oh my. This whirlybird is stopped. What a wonderful feeling. You've taught me that whirlies don't need all that whirling, that whirlybirds really can just be who they are.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Ellie, always
your applause is always wonderful.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you start off our show. You do it so well.
No, thank you. Thank you. It's always a joy. Now, tell me, when is the last broadcast?
There is no last broadcast. Our last broadcast here, is the last week of February. But then we've been picked up, and we're going to keep everybody informed as to details as to where and what's going on as they become available.
Well, okay, wonderful.
And Ellie, you know, we'll also let you know.
God.
Hello. We'll also let you know through Facebook and some things. We want to be respectful of KZKO and kind of, you know, do everything with class. But we'll let you guys know exactly where it's going to be.
Correct. And I can't voice enough how proud I am of Robert for taking that leap of faith and giving World Poetry Open Mic a chance to at least begin to build. And I respect him a lot in his business model. I'm just sorry that we don't fit into that.
Yes. Well, there you go.
All right.
And, you know, it's just a stepping stone.
There you go.
To bigger and better things.
Always.
Yeah. A bigger and better stepping stone.
Coughlin's Law says anything is always better.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how I put on all this weight, man.
is our Phantom there?
Yes, Ellie, how are you doing?
Hi, darling. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. It's always so great to hear you.
Oh, thank you. And listen, I financially can't contribute just about anything, but I've been praying and praying like crazy for your cause.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
So I hope that is enough. I think tomorrow you're shaving your head, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Someone in the room is shaving her head.
Well, my thoughts and prayers are with you, and I so admire your courage. Your dedication.
Thank you so much, Ellie.
You're welcome. You guys have a great night, and I'll be listening.
Awesome. Thank you, Ellie. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We also have some great submissions that were sent in. We actually got quite a few of them over the week.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to try to get to most of them, but the ones we don't get to this week, we will roll into next week, and we'll get some more done.
And we're just going to keep saving them because more time is going to become available. We're going to have a lot more time to share submissions. That sort of thing.
Yeah, we're going to have some interesting changes to the format of the way the show works. I think they're all going to be massive benefits, and they're all, you know, going to be things that I think all of the listeners, and including us, will really enjoy.
Exactly.
Speaking of submissions, I have one here now from Hannah Thibault. And here it goes. Have you been seeing the signs? Notice things I've been trying to hide. Will this be unexpected, or have you already suspected? Will you be upset and then give me a threat? Or will you understand and reassure me this is God's plan? Please don't be scared. Understand that my heart still cares. Know that I'm not strange and that this isn't just a phase. I'm trying to tell you my secret. You have no idea how hard it's been to keep it. I don't want to be rejected, nor do I want to be neglected. Will you say you have unconditional love? Tell me everything's okay and give me a hug. Or will you just scream and disapprove of me? Will you think that this was a choice? Or will you open your ears and hear my heart's voice? Will you be a helping hand and realize this is who I am? Now that you know, will your love change? Will it grow? Or go down the drain? I thought that was pretty epic.
Who was that again?
Hannah Thibault.
Oh, damn. She's good.
Fabulous.
Right on.
Thank you so much for submitting, Hannah. Or Hannah.
Hannah, Hannah. Potato, potato. Actually, potato spud. No, there's not. Let's call the whole thing off.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Something we don't want to call off. Please welcome to the line from Michigan, the Mitten State. He is Dennis.
Hello, KZKO Radio.
Hello. How are we?
Hi. It's great to be with you again this week. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the family read tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's just a great family reunion we have every week.
Every week, and God bless y'all. I have a poem this evening. The title is The Declivity of Life in Life.
All right.
The dreams and aspirations of youthful idealism become unraveled, crushed by merciless reality. They come crashing down as a forsaken bird no longer buoyed up by the updrafts of optimism and hope. Expectations fade as forgotten dreams, and the resulting damage precludes any future flight. Accepting the status quo and the weighty encumbrance of orthodoxy. Despite those who whisper, "You can fly again," your heart no longer believes. Earthbound as a caterpillar with no chrysalis future, you chant the mantra of the living dead.
Well done, my brother.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
As always, it's an honor to have you on our show. I am thankful of your longtime support since week two, I think.
Week two it was. Yes, it was.
Yes.
I remember that.
I
was slacking the first week.
I think everybody was.
I was going to say, yeah, you listen back to us. I think we were too.
And we're going to pull the smoke and mirrors out. Even the planted callers that we had were slacking that week.
Yes, we were. Actually, I think you've been here longer than I have. I did call the first night, but I hadn't called for a very long time and didn't step in, so...
Dennis
has been here longer than me.
Slacking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dennis,
well,
thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And good luck to the Phantom.
Oh yes. Thank you, Dennis.
She's going to need it.
Her nickname is Hawkeye, but we're going to call her Bald Eagle after tomorrow. Oh.
Bald Hawk.
Bald Hawk.
All right. I think I'm just going to leave now.
So if it's like a mohawk. Like Dennis, give us a call 303-386-3598, but you're going to want to be able to hold over break.
Hold over that break.
And. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio on KZKO The Vibe, the progressive broadcast of your modern life. Wow.
Circular. Woohoo!
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
By the power of Grayskull, we have returned. We do poetry here. World Poetry Open Mic. It's freezing outside. I've got 7 pairs of long underwear on. I think I might have overshot it a little bit. I'm kind of toasty.
You look like you're about to burst into flames, my friend.
I'm a little red. But you know what? The Irish, we've got two things. Incredible poetic sense.
And alcoholism?
And alcoholism, yes.
Wow, guys.
Yeah.
Oh. Haven't you seen Seven?
No, that's actually not even remotely. I'm actually slightly offended by this.
Whatever, Pasquale.
Okay, so let's just get kind of racist.
There we go.
Crazy. Way to go, guys.
No hate
let's
speech.
Move on.
All right. So, we do have a caller online all the way from Missouri. Springfield, if I remember correctly. Please welcome Alex Ann.
Hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm feeling kind of persecuted. How about you?
Why are you feeling persecuted?
They're knocking down my ancestry here.
I was about to say he's about to burst out singing "Let My People Go."
I am. I'm about to go on Moses on this thing. I'm gonna throw down a staff and turn into a snake and everything. It's gonna be kind of weird.
The weather's kind of bad there.
There's a lot of let's not read into this too much.
Yeah,
so. I'm at peace.
I'm sorry.
Inner peace.
What?
The weather is kind of bad here. Thank you for asking. Thank you for reminding me that I got to drive home after all this.
I hope it's okay when you drive home.
I hope so too. How is everything up by you?
It's cold, but it's not doing anything yet. They said it was supposed to be freezing rain today, but it hasn't started yet.
Oh no.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, no kidding. So you have something for us? You brought strong material every time you've called in so far.
Yeah, I've got something.
Okay.
I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, but I'm going to go for it anyway.
That's great.
All right, this is called Glory. You walk through my door like you always did, in all of your mean, horrible glory. It sounds like thunder that could bring down a building, and even as I write, I feel you pull me back into our nightmare. You want to tell me something, but I refuse to listen. You need to show me something, but I'm blinded by your darkness. I know you're near when the colors fade, as quick as a flame dies when it's stifled, as quickly as I tried when you stifled me. And now you're back in all of your mean, horrible glory, and still my heart broke when I opened my eyes, and you weren't there to kill me.
Mm. Nice. Well, yes. I actually like that.
So you like that? That was a bad dream.
That was a bad dream, really. I mean, I've noticed your poetry is actually very intense almost all the time, which is really cool, you know, because we each have our individual voice. But I mean, do you think is most of your work that intense on a regular basis, or does it kind of change sometimes?
No, it doesn't. I usually write about I have nightmares or I don't sleep at all, so that's what I write about, and that's usually what it turns into.
Well, I think it's great work, Alexander. Thank you so much for calling and sharing it with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Great. Please don't stop calling us.
Yeah, don't ever stop, because your poetry's intense. And I got to say, your cat that you showed me the picture of, amazing.
Yes.
Looks just like my cat.
Vlad. His name is Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. Very cool. Looks just like my cat.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
Well, excellent. Okay, well, thanks so much.
All right, if you want to call Alex Ann, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
So apparently we got people sending pictures of their cats.
Yeah, I missed out on that, too.
That's great. Yeah, I know.
I'll send that to you.
How does Penny feel about that?
Penny feels fine about that because it looks just like Cleo.
Okay, very good. Yeah, they do look kind of similar sometimes, don't they? Cats all kind of look the same. 303-386-3598. That's a species. That's different. 303-386-3598. Call and save me, please.
Save us from ourselves.
The walls are closing in. Actually, Phantom, I know you were going through submissions earlier. Do you have another thing you'd like to read?
You know what I do? Actually, we got one from a first-time submitter, Rimke Heckers. Rimke writes, "Hello, I've been writing for a couple years now, and 2 weeks finally found the cojones to share them. Now I want to share them with the world. Nice. I'm from the Netherlands, and this is my newest poem called Happily Ever After. Unaware, unprepared. Maybe it's the same interest as we shared. Or the clothes I wore, or the Vans you wore. I don't remember anymore. but I still vision you rolling a joint while I walked through the door. That little moment of eye contact, that little moment, brought by a thousand decisions, brought a little thousand memories. Like every sunset, watching the sun slowly sinking into the ocean. Frank's Novocaine, but the exact opposite, unlike you and me, with open minds and free. I meant that I tried to pretend is now history, right where my doubts went, high on drugs or high on love, higher than the sky, faster than time flies, kisses goodbye, and still looking in each other's eyes while he tries to make her his lifetime during sunrise, while she tries to be his brightest sunrise. And while time flies, they both shared troubles, fun, tears, and laughter, and they lived happily ever after. I thought that was really cool.
That's a really cool one.
Thank you so much for submitting it.
All the way awesome. From the Netherlands.
That's why we're called World Poetry Open.
That's right. Very
Netherlands,
good.
Australia.
South Korea.
We've
had
them all.
And if you do India? Want to submit, if it's bad time zone for you to be calling right now, submit online. We take our submissions up until 6 p.m.
The day of the show.
Mountain Standard Time. Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
I was going to forget that.
That's all right.
But you can go to worldpoetryopenmic.net. You can submit there in the contact forms, and we get it sent to us. So if you're writing and you're a little nervous to call in and read, completely understand. We think you should try it, but if you're a little bit nervous, you can also send in the work, and we'll do it there as well. So it's been a good show so far. I know Mr. Underhill's over here in the corner, furiously looking for a poem.
A particular poem.
Now, guys, we have the lines open. I know there's people listening. I'm talking to them right now online.
And people are like, hey, we can't get through. What's the problem? Now's your chance. Call us, 303-386-3598.
And they're, okay, 303-386-3598. Let's do another submission. If you give me 1 second, I'll pull it up, okay?
I've got one I'll share.
Oh, beautiful.
Only because the person I wrote this about is actually in the studio with us. Somebody I consider a longtime mentor. This is entitled Delusionist Extraordinaire. I once fell in with the unholy priest of art, a self-styled Timothy Leary of the 90s. He goaded me to explore my innermost reaches, chemicals enhanced poetic reflection and projection, heretic and delusionist extraordinaire. So intellectually endowed that common thought was hard, ordering meal by sight and point, menus that were left unread. He gave me psychedelic communion, saying, take of this paper, for it will make a trip. And to trip is to search for enlightenment. I, being his unwilling congregation, submitted. Then he said, giving me a glass, partake of the 16-year-old scotch, for it is the life's blood of the poet, and I quaffed two fingers of the finest. He ended the ceremony in tradition. May the Trinity bless you. In the name of Morrison, in the name of Kerouac, in the name of Poe. Amen. And with that, I began to relax, bringing my mind into a sedate state, unprepared for what would be coming my way. My mind and soul unfolded, weaving itself into the fabric of time, beyond my own pen and rhyme, colors streaming within the darkness like a vast rainbow at midnight, being surfed by a trip gremlin to be named later, nestled into the bosom of a couch named Mom. While the walls turned to wicker, I loudly proclaimed, as if having divine revelation, now I am peaking. No, wait, now I am peaking. No, wait, now I am peaking. No, wait, now I am peaking. Then, the descent started ever so slowly. I had reached the apex of my whimsical flight as the morning methodically invaded the night. I walked out into an open park to greet the morning time. Daybreak was coming fast. I knelt to the east as if I were praying toward Mecca, the morning dew wet on my knees as if Mother Nature herself had wept. Tears of sorrow for this lost poet's soul. I wept tears for her sadness as well. And as the first ray of morning sunlight came streaming over the eastern sky, it fell directly upon my third eye. Kundalini shocked and disturbed, I felt the aura of my body struck like a bell, vibrating loudly and with the ringing in my ears, I felt like my body would burst, like my head would pop off my shoulders, heading skyward like an Atlas II rocket. I grabbed myself with both arms and fell over, for I knew this was rapture, happening at this moment. Christ had come to take his children home like a thief in the night, and I was in a damn park tripping. Then to my ears came a new sound. I had fallen directly into a pit of snakes. Oh my, holy hell, who keeps a pit of snakes in a park? And then, as the sprinklers came on, I had my own personal rainstorm, unconventional baptism and remission, absolution for sins of my past, absolution for the sins of last night, bringing me with the last and final thud down from the high I started hours ago.
Wow. I thought you were peaking at one moment.
I was.
But then I realized.
I wasn't.
You weren't finished yet. Now you're peaking.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy hell.
Please send your letters to KZKO.
Good evening.
That's a voice I haven't heard in a couple weeks.
I know. It's been a while.
How are we, my brothers and my sister?
Fabulous. How are you doing?
It's been a tough week, but it's good to be back.
It's been a tough couple weeks. We haven't had you for a couple weeks.
Well, that's because I was trying to convince 8 strangers to follow the course of truth, justice, and the American way. But after 10 hours of deliberation, the real evil empire, also known as the defense bar, prevailed.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't mean to be laughing at that part, but at the same time.
Nothing like almost 1,800 hours of pro bono.
Which means free work, right?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Wow. That doesn't pay the bills very well, does it?
My wife might be hearing this.
Okay.
you really know how to get me in trouble.
I didn't mean to get you in trouble.
He knows how to get us all in trouble, trust me. Part of his charm.
Well, and Michael, a.k.a. Pasquale, a.k.a. Patty.
Yes.
I want to know that I have your back when someone was saying something about God's chosen people, a.k.a. the Irish.
A.k.a. the alcoholics. I'm one, too.
Yes.
I'm one, too. It's all good.
Okay.
Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
But some of us are Irish 365 days a year.
Exactly.
I fall into that category.
Steve, I am 100% with you on this. My mother is, she's not in her grave, but she is turning around right now, I can tell you this. She's convulsing at hearing this.
I was about
this.
To say, can you videotape that for me?
I was going
to
say, she does that with every show, though.
I'm here.
No, it's just at some point.
Yes, but I don't think the Phantom realizes you never want to get an Irish woman mad.
I don't think she knows this.
The Phantom is an Irish woman, guys. Just so you know.
Okay. Well, the Phantom is also my hero, given what she is doing
very
tomorrow
true.
Morning. And I want you to know the entire family is honored and thrilled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm so glad. We'll be posting pictures up later tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Sweet.
Steve, I want you to know that when her head is shaved, there will be one face laughing diabolically while it's happening, and it will be mine.
Well, all you have to do is tell me what time it is, New York time,
okay.
And I will be laughing diabolically.
All right, we will make sure that happens.
I'll see if we can do like some real-time posting, too, while it's happening.
And okay.
You Facebooked me earlier. You said you were going to reprise the poem you wrote for Juliana tonight?
If that would be okay.
We would love that.
I would love it.
Okay. In honor of what the Phantom is doing tomorrow, and in honor of my late niece, Juliana. I've read this one on the air before. It was written the night that she received the last rites. It is called In September When You Are 12. In September when you are 12, thoughts should be of beginnings, of returning to school, of soccer practice and violin lessons, of new dresses and laughter with friends. In September, when you are 12, the sun should warm your face and the breeze blow through your hair. In September, when you are 12, there should be sleepy dreams about the magic of tomorrow growing in your soul. But this September, when you are 12, what grows inside is not a dream, but a nightmare. And sleep is just a sad hint of what is coming soon. No sun can warm you now, nor remove the cold hand from your bones, and no breeze can shake the hair that your medicines have robbed. the only new dress shall be worn for a different return. In September, the first chill comes at night, and darkness lingers longer. The leaves begin to tinge, and when they finally fall, a blanket of gold they will make to cover you and warm you for your journey. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing that again.
Yes.
No, thank you for everything you do, not only for the show and for the brilliant community that you've built and the family you've created, but thank you for what you have done to honor my late niece and provide so much kindness to the whole family. You have no idea how much we all appreciate it.
Steve, you guys are family, and though we never got to meet her, we love your niece. We love all, everybody that associates around you because they make you the poet that you are.
Thank you. And on that note, I will hang up so I can hear some brilliant work.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, guys. Bye.
If you want to call in, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
However, we're kind of coming up to break time here, so if you do call in, be willing to hold over the break.
You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition, and here I am 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
At the Beach Tanning Salon. 31 locations in the Denver metro area. Go to kzkoradio.com to enter to win a $30 gift card to At the Beach, atbtanning.com.
No, Queensryche doing Scarborough Fair. Was I on when I said Queensryche? Nice.
I'm sorry. Yes, that was Queensryche, or is Queensryche.
It still is, yes.
Yes.
And it will forever be Queensryche, even when it gets turned off.
That's right. It's kind of amazing that way, isn't it?
It's astounding.
You guys are blowing my mind. What?
I'm sorry, I have to say it's not hard.
No. Doesn't even take an M80 at this point. Maybe a black cat.
Yes. I am officially stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, people listening to the show, I have an IQ of 3.
All right. Well, we do poetry here along as self-deprecation. Please welcome to the line from Arizona. He is Don.
Hi.
Hey, welcome. Is this your first time calling us?
No, this was the second time that I called.
Uh-huh.
And I am in Sonoma, California.
Oh, okay. Somebody put Arizona. I'm sorry. So you must be Don Hagelberg.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you for calling our show again.
Well, I had meant to do it, but I had some difficulties with the computer, so I had to fix that first and then listen in to see how the string was going, the string of poems were going, and whether or not I could contribute.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
this poem I'm going to do is Brandied by Sweets.
Okay.
I lived in the M&M Hotel on 5th and Howard Streets. When I got into the city waiting for the court to grind its beef with me down into an edible sentence for me to eat in the federal penitentiary. I didn't know the bar below the hotel. I bought mine from the grocery store at four for a dollar, and when I was read the verdict, served a sober 1964-1965 as refuse, saying no to Vietnam and the killing of Jack Kennedy. I got out and drank a lout, sobering up to the aches in the holes alcohol ate in my stomach and soul. There had to be something to live for. While I sobered up, I befriended a bartender from the M&M Hotel's ground floor bar. His history was that he served customers, mostly reporters from the old Metro newspapers who were tired of typing, wanted to talk, while others simply lined the edges, crumpled, alone. This bartender tended bar and drank, only later to pass out on the floor before the others passed out of the swinging doors. And so a wannabe poet and the dropout engineer sobered up each other until a woman drove by in a sidecar version of a motorcycle and hit me, the poet, so I fell into the body of her machine. She died when I was 11 months sober, and her tribute was a posthumous book of her poetry. While I wrote the instructions on how the volume was to look and feel, I could not read the text until 30 years after her death. Now, I'm able to write again a little now and then ode when bee thoughts don't attack the strange honey as the enemies. Thank you.
Nice!
I hope that you guys will do everything in your power to remain on air. It is really important, not just for old junk like me, but for younger people. And I'm sure that you're married to that proposition.
We are. We see this as a show that's going to continue on for many, many years. And I hope you keep calling us.
I will, sir, and thank you very much.
Don, I got to say, it's a pleasure to hear a voice from my home area. I grew up in Santa Cruz, and when I see that you call through, I'm very happy.
So am I.
All right, if you want to call in like Don, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, we have a submission here from Christine, it looks like, Sari. And this is called The Beaver. The beaver comes out from under the waters at 9 in the evening and crisscrosses the river. Angry splashes from his powerful tail tell us we are not wanted here. The whitefish is his territory. We are intruders. Only once he let us come close, we canoed towards the falls where the river becomes dark and narrows, where dead cedars hang into the water like giant porcupines. As we glided past the hollowed-out bank, we saw his eyes gleam. We held still and looked him in the eye. He looked back, without anger or alarm. Then he quietly slid into the river. And that is a submission from Christine Sari, and it's called The Beaver.
Christine Sari, where's she located again?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. Oh, Christine, thank you for submitting to our show, though.
Absolutely, and thank you so much. And you can all do that as well by going to worldpoetryopenmic.net. The cutoff is 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, the day of the show, and we'll read it on the air.
And that's how we get by saying it's World Poetry Open Mic, because she could be in South Africa for all we know.
Or slightly north in Africa.
Or the Netherlands.
Or the Netherlands.
Or the Netherlands. Or
in the Nether regions.
Italy.
Yes.
Wow.
It's not the same thing. Netherlands are not the, it's not the same thing.
Oh, no.
All right. Anyway, so right. I know that that the Haiku Master is actually taking a call at the moment. However. Briefly. He is a very special member of our crew.
He is.
And he writes something special for us every week. And, you know, I just sometimes I feel like we epically announce this, so I'm going to try to very lightly do it. Here's some work from the Haiku Master.
Meanwhile.
Remix.
I'm the Haiku Master.
So,
meanwhile,
I was much, much less subtle than I wanted. In fact, we were going to go for subtle, but instead I got some awesome effects first.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. So, every week, the Haiku Master writes three haikus.
Count them three.
And they're about a subject that he doesn't directly talk about. However, if you think you know what this is, put it on our Facebook page. You can go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, send us an email. We'll give you something cool if you guess.
Or you can tweet it, hashtag Haiku Master, and we'll find it too.
Okay. Yeah, we can hashtag Haiku Master.
Let's make this viral.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that everything that ever became viral never started with a bunch of people sitting around a table saying, let's make this viral. Anyway, moving on. Let's go with the first haiku. See if you can figure out what this is. Bad Mountie Hats Talks. Wonder Duo with the French. Robots in Tuxes. Number one. Number two. The Heist on the Stage. Macklemore's Crushed Velvet Coat. A Same Love Wedding. I think this is getting more clear here. And three. Sexy Dance with Chair. Not talking about me, by the way. Right. Sexy Dance with Chair. A King and Queen of Hip Hop. Golden Sippy Cup. Also not talking about me.
There you go.
Those are the three haikus from, as the French say, Le Haiku Master.
You, the Haiku Master.
You know, I don't know what I'm getting more disapproving looks for. The theme song or my attempt at French?
Yes.
Oh, it's the French?
It's the French.
Why is it every time we mention
Hi-ya!
Wow.
Oh.
Maybe we should just move you all to Argentina, take you off the air.
No.
Wow.
Come on, guys.
No infighting.
Someone is not calling from Argentina. Please welcome to the line from Virginia. She is Lady Anne.
Wow. Oh. Maybe we should just move
you
to Argentina. Take you off the air.
Hello. And
hello.
Hey, you're gonna want to turn down your listening device.
No infighting. Someone is not calling from Argentina. Please welcome to the line from Virginia. She is
hello.
Lady Anne. You scared him away.
I scared him away by asking them to turn down their listening device.
Well, sometimes it gets confusing. No, it's okay.
It is.
When you do call in, you want to make sure that what you're listening to is turned down because it does feedback and there's a little bit of a delay. I think we're getting it here. We'll get that worked out.
All right.
So anyway, we've had a lot of great stuff come up. Phantom, do you have another submission?
Actually, yes. You mentioned South Africa earlier, and one of our longtime supporters, Fiona from South Africa, submitted one. We didn't get a chance to get to it previous to this.
Now, what time is it there? It's got to be, what, 4 a.m?
I don't know. All right. So she sent this in a couple of weeks ago, and I just stumbled across it this afternoon, and I wanted to read it today. It's called Tides of Life. Sitting on the shore, watching the waves rolling in as the sun sets on the horizon, casting its gentle moonlit swath like a path to heaven, the sound of the ocean mesmerizing, soothing, easing with its lullaby, allowing introspection without interruption, trickling grains of sand through my fingers like life, endlessly fluid and in motion, each grain a minute, a second, gone. What have my grains produced? Just a nondescript mound, or a majestic castle, admired by all who see, standing proud and tall, or walls crumbling, tumbling into the moat, built to keep others out. An endless war waged against time, the I'm sorry, the eventuality of nothingness, driven by the moon, washed away forever, the ebb and flow of living, constantly changing, shifting, with the tides of life, leaving no footprints, but a memory, a clean slate for my future, my legacy.
Nice!
Yeah.
Fiona, I know it's just before six where you're at, but if you're waking up and listening to our rebroadcast, our archive show, thank you for submitting to our show. All right. On that note, we are being told that we do have to take a break. You're listening to KZKO's A Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com. Pocket Coupon Directory. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. My Mom's Pies. Located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
King of New York.
Last light, bacon and ice cream. That's what last light without you. Last light forever.
Ah, he is missed. So.
No, he really is, isn't he? Yeah. I mean, that's, I mean, and I went back and listened to that that special we had done back, I think it was just the week after, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the week after he passed away.
There's some great readings people called in and shared.
Yes. One of the people that called in and shared immensely on that show, please welcome to the line from Michigan. He is Chris.
Hey, JC. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Enjoying the chill.
Hey, yes. It's extra quilt time here in Denver.
Yeah, it's about time. Oh, anyway, I've got one for you tonight.
All right.
Okay, it was written this week, just chilling out. It's called I'm Not Doing Much of Anything Myself. Today, making coffee by the cup, a breath at a time, shuffling thoughts, steps, movements, moments, weavelessly accepting standing, sitting up, and moving about everything, anything.
Nice.
Pointedly pointless. Pointlessly pointed. Poignant and ponderous. Looking for and not. Quiet thoughts, little nothings, actually. Used meanderings. I am. I am. I am. All the silence inside. Watching the world pass. Passing the world, watching. There's snow over and underfoot. Roads being scraped. Cars with places to be, passing, pacing, my breath to the silence inside, the silence, talking about the silence to an empty chair from an empty breath. There is a difference between quiet and silent. Hum, background creaks and groans. Rustlings, breath of wind, drafts, stirrings. pen tips scrawl across my mind. That's all.
Well done, my brother. Well done. And something that you do occasionally, and Dennis does occasionally, is there's such a dramatic pause that I'm like, was that the end, or was that not the end? And that was a very well done poem.
I didn't take any exception whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
I felt it.
Oh, man. What a poem.
Took a minute. So how are you guys doing? What's the future going to be?
Oh, we can't go into details. We want to be respectful of the station that we're on right now. But
well,
there is news coming forth soon about where we're going and what we're doing.
Okay.
And who we're doing it with.
Don't keep us in the dark.
Okay. We're not going to keep you in the dark for very long.
All right. You guys take care. Don't make me be quiet anymore.
No, please no. All right, if you want to call in like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598. There's still time to get one more in. Are you going to be our last caller of the evening?
I'm not going to be. I'm in the studio.
There you go.
But I am going to read a submission.
All right, go for it.
And this is from Jacob, sent into worldpoetryofmike.net. It's called Platitudes. Some people are like similes. They act only in relation to others. And some are metaphors, a surer kind entirely. Though still plagued by the interminable enemy, some few are content to say, I am, and be done. Uncertainty still gnaws their edges. Who are you? It asks. And they can only answer platitudes. And that's it.
Wow.
And I thought I actually really enjoyed that piece. Well, Jacob, thank you very much.
Thank you for submitting to our show.
We actually have a caller back on the line. We have Lady Ann from Virginia. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can. We do need you to turn down your listening device, though.
Okay, just a second.
All right.
Let me do that. Let me turn down the volume. Can you hear me now?
We can, but we can still hear ourselves in the background, too.
Hear me?
We can. We do need you to turn down your listening device, though.
All right. Hold on. Okay. Let me do that. Let me turn down the volume. Is that working?
No, I can still hear us in the background, but that's all right. Let's go ahead and get your poem on.
Okay. Okay.
You're going to want to turn your speakers down.
Sorry, let's go ahead and get your poem on.
All right, hold on. I can hold that. All right, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Go ahead and read your poem.
All right, thank you. Hello, everyone. This is my first time, and I'm so proud to be here. So I want to give you one of my very personal favorites that I just recently wrote. And I think all of us who are writers and belong to this organization and are a member will enjoy this poem.
All right.
The name of the poem is called The Paper, the Pen, and the Author.
All right.
It begins like this. The paper is the ground. It grows strong with words for foundation. It exists without sound, preparing to be the author's supplemental creation. Its other half is the pen in place, its lettering produced bold and black, an instrument of beauty and grace, sharp lettering on paper in contrast. As everlasting words are forming, which variable to you still uncertain, thought of a cherished moment caught adorning, strive to describe it being determined. From deep within the mind comes rushing framing of thoughts. Ever endless, an author will find, only the words are felt, not taught. From deep within the heart, the author's risk of chance. Whether fiction, nonfiction, from the start, he depicts loving antidotes of romance. From deep inside the author's soul comes the truth, pain or not. Basically a collection or bowl of life and love that are never forgot. The author is the last in spirit. He reads the writing of his desires,
like music to his ear, like only he can hear it, and caress the feeling once written never expires. Thank you.
Nice.
Do you like it?
We do. Lady Anne, thank you for calling our show, and thank you for sticking with us here through the technical glitch.
I'm so excited to even be able to read it. You don't even know.
Oh, you did great.
Wow, thank you so much for letting me share. God, my tears are in my eyes.
Awesome.
I never heard of you, and I'm glad that I did, because if this is every week, I will be here like clockwork.
This is every week.
I may not contribute every week, but to actually hear people, you know, other writers. Now, basically, that was a poem that I had written for the writerscafe.org entrance. But basically, I'm an inspirational addiction writer. I write because I'm writing a book on poetry therapy. I hope it'll be the first one to be ever published as far as a work. And it'll be the first poetry therapy in existence.
And I'm so proud,
pleased to be able to share this with you tonight.
I want to encourage you to finish that book of poetry therapy. When I first started writing, I started writing as therapy for events that happened as a kid. And you never know what that's going to grow into. You may grow up and get published, host a radio show, whatever.
Well, writing, no matter how you start, for some, whatever the basic reason, if you follow and keep up with it, you learn to love that writing as you're able to depict and literally paint the picture of whatever you're thinking or the scene you're trying to emulate, it becomes a satisfying feeling to see it all come together. And if my book does get published, I will definitely let you know and send you a copy.
Excellent. That sounds great.
Well, it will be called Lady Anne's Therapy Poetry Addiction.
All right. Thank you, Lady Anne.
But anyway, it should be published July 14th.
All right, sounds good.
All right, and your name is?
I'm Jay Todd, Jay Todd Underhill.
Hi, okay, nice to meet you, and thank you again for letting me share.
Hey, thank you so much, Lady Anne.
No problem.
Appreciate that. Now, we're getting really close, but I think if you have a short poem, we have time for just one more. If you can give us a call, the line should be coming free any moment now at 303-386-3598.
Should I do a short one while we get that one queued up?
Yeah, might as well. If you have a short one, you can give us a call right now, but Mr. Underhill is going to read or might just be finishing us off for the evening.
All right. This is called Un Toro Llamado Vida. Time has come to take this bull by the horns. Twist it, turn it, take control. Dig my spurs into the pulsing meat, causing it to grunt and snort. Jump and kick with all its might. No helmet or saddle needed. No rope or leather gloves, just a man and his will versus a beast and his natural instinct. Should I get thrown to the dirt, I will dust myself off and hop back on, wanting to ride once more. As long as I can draw a breath, the bull and I will scrap until he submits unto my will or until I succumb to my maker's call.
Now, it looks like we have one last caller that's just getting ready. So I think we should have this poem. We'll quickly end it after this. But okay. I just wanted to say thank you to all the poets who have called in this evening. You guys really create the show with the work you send in and what you call in to read. And I want to say thank you so much for contributing and kind of helping us have this community this evening.
Exactly. And speaking of our community, I think we have a further update, is that?
Yes. Well, we haven't had any more donations just yet, but I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has donated, who spread the word for Juliana and for raising awareness to fight and research new therapies for childhood cancers. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has helped this past month with my fundraiser. So, but we do have a caller on the line. We have Jasmine from New Mexico. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Welcome aboard, Jasmine. Welcome to our family.
Thank you.
Jasmine, we're being told here. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm also known as J.J. Nightingale on Writer's Cafe.
Hey, how are you? This is the first time I get to hear your voice. That's beautiful.
I know. You kept saying, call in.
I'm so glad you did.
I have a real little short one here, a haiku.
Okay,
ready? I just have to tell you first, I'm a mother and grandmother and soon to be great-grandmother.
Wow, you don't sound old enough to be a great-grandmother.
I'm not, no. Okay, it's called Mother's Haiku. Little feet in snow, your tiny hand needed mine, 40 winters passed.
Nice. And that's got the seal of approval from our haiku master.
Maybe not. Oh, it's been a lovely show tonight. Beautiful show with lots of love.
Oh, thank you,
Jamie.
Very
nice.
And to hear, know that you're listening and know that people are enjoying what we do, that's what keeps us going each week.
Well, I, for one, am listening, and I enjoy it every week.
Excellent.
And especially tonight, I feel the love.
Excellent. And I hope you call back again real soon.
I will.
All right. Once again, you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm J. Todd Underhill for Michael Amade, for The Phantom, for The Half Squatch, for Robert and the MSC Radio Network, and everybody at KZKO. Corey, thank you for the wonderful lead into our show. I want to say thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We'll see you next week.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. You just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Came out great.